how to get WPFW swag in your life? Items that say, I support Jazz and Justice without saying a word. We've got you covered. Details and browsing at WPFWFM.org. Again, that's WPFWFM.org.
I'm Candy Shannon, and you are tuned to Member Supported WPFW Washington.
You know, nowadays it seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts and how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles? Tell them to. You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do. You gotta be ready and willing to make a move. Nobody can push you if you don't wanna move. You suffer, cry, and hate, and live the American way. Fly the hateful skies of America. Fly the American way. Gotta talk to the people. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell them how you feel.
Tell them how you feel.
Good morning, Chip.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, fellas.
And good morning, listeners out there. Welcome to the Friday edition of Community Watch and Comment. I'm Brian Pinchback, along with Chip Jones, and most importantly, you, the listener audience out there, okay? Today, 48 years ago, WPFW came into existence. And, you know, we're going to be having a celebration of that historic event this coming next Saturday, the 25th, at Martin's Crosswinds. And today on Community Watch and Comment, we want to get your thoughts about the event and, you know, what WPFW, you know, has meant to this community for almost 50 years now. Almost 50 years, 48 years and counting. Okay, and the role of WPFW, you know, as history unveils itself, I would dare say that this is probably one of the more volatile periods for this nation, and WPFW has been right there, you know, trying to keep you folks informed of what is taking place and what is not taking place. So, joining us this morning is Ms. Joyce Kilgore. Ms. Kilgore is chairman of the 48th anniversary committee of WPFW, long-term volunteer, and has always been there for WPFW in some shape, form, or fashion. Good morning, Ms. Kilgore.
It's so good to be here with you and to be talking about this event. It's been almost 20 years since we've had a gala-type event.
That's right. I do remember well.
It was 30 years ago that we had the last big thing. But we're excited about this, and especially during the times that we're having now, we need something to keep us focused and to sort of just get us energized to say we've got to do something.
Got to do something.
That's right.
Indeed.
Got something, and we still rise, and that is our theme. We still rise. Yes, that event is going to be on Friday. Next Friday, as a matter of fact, a week from today at Crosswinds. There's lots of parking there, so there's no problem with that. It's a short ride from the Greenbelt Metro Station, so if you want to do public transportation, that's available. But we have a whole evening planned and a lot of different things because we realize how varied our audience is. So we can't just do one thing, but we're trying to cover everyone in this event. There's going to be it will start at 6:30. There will be a cash bar available at 7 p.m. We're going to be graced with Reverend Hagler's blessing of the event and of the delicious buffet meal that will be served.
All right.
8 o'clock, we're going to be entertained by Navasha Daya and her group, and we'll have poetry by some of our local poets to be thrown in there, too. And then we're going to honor some folk who have done some outstanding things in the community related to our jazz and justice and other themes. We have Ayanna Gregory and Dr. Joyce Ladner will receive awards, Von Martin, and one of our own gracious volunteers, Mrs. Gloria Turner.
Yes, indeed.
We're going to have a wonderful silent auction, and there is truly going to be something there for everyone. Every price range, I would say, be covered from low to high, so depending how you want to treat us. Also, James Funk is going to keep dancing. So, you know, we could not
get on the good foot.
That's right, get on the good foot, and James Funk is going to do his thing. And this also, Ron, is a fundraiser for us. We need that S with the line through it, the dollar signs. And you can get your tickets at fundraiser. They're only $150, so that's a small sacrifice to make for us, and part of that is tax deductible. Programmers, programmers, programmers. We're going to have programmers there who'll be mingling. If you get there soon enough or early enough or however the term you want to use, you may be able to sit at a table with one of your favorite programmers so you can dine and have conversation and all kinds of things with them. So that sort of rounds us up. Oh, I do want to talk about our wonderful committee. We have about 20 folk who serve on this committee, and they have been awesome.
All right.
It's not easy getting.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
And the fortunate thing is that each person is contributing what is their best suit. And, of course, when you get all of those wonderful individual pieces, you know the finished product has got to be something really great. And that's what we're hoping for. Yeah, yeah. So
we have always relied on blended talent.
Well, I can tell you this committee, talk about blended talent. It is indeed that. But we have, as I said, we've gone in and pulled out the top thing from each one. So I feel really good about that. So each person, whatever your forte is, we have pulled that out and we're pulling out the best. So that means we're going to come up with a superior product. And we're looking to share that with the community. That's why we want to get you guys out there to have fun. We're going to have James Funk. We're going to have Navasha Daya doing the entertaining and just so many other things there. I mean, the silent auction, so much for you to get involved in, and we're hoping that we will cover your entire Friday evening, and that Friday evening experience will take you not only through the weekend, but take you right on through the year, and you'll be incentivized to contribute so that we can keep our jazz and justice message going and emulate the theme, which is Still We Rise.
Here we go.
Still We Rise. So that is it for me, Ron. I'm off of my, as I tell my grandkids, I'm off of my soapbox now. So I'll just close and say, Still We Rise. And we're looking to see everyone next Friday, 6:30 p.m.
Oh, did we lose Ron?
Oh, I think we lost Ron.
Okay, there we go. Sorry about that, folks. Yeah, it's been a long time. As you talked about earlier, I can think of so many of the great programmers that are no longer with us. Who will be honored and such, and the whole notion of WPFW, the whole style of WPFW, jazz and justice, and not only that, other cultural art forms.
Yeah, and it's a unique, I call it permutation, that really just brings it to a brew, you know, in the sense that we jazz and justice, and then like all of the other art forms, we do poetry, just anything you can think of that is artistic or creative, we try to emulate it at WPFW, and it's one of the few places in this country you can get it.
Right.
A rare commodity.
Yeah. The other thing about these kind of events, you know, is that it gives us a chance to reminisce together, you know?
Absolutely.
Spark each other's minds.
It's been 18 years since we did a large one, so that alone, just seeing some of the people you haven't seen in a long time, will be good.
You know, and, you know, it also gives us the opportunity to acknowledge, once again, those who are not with us any longer.
That will be done, too. Yes, yes. We will do a wonderful treatment of that at the event, too. As well, as you're mentioning, we're honoring some of our current folk who are out there, like Ayanna Gregory and Dr. Joyce Ladner Von Martin and Mrs. Gloria Turner. So we're doing the old, the new, looking toward the future, and future people who are there who say, I'd like to be a part of this thing. And they will be the ones that will be honoring at the 49th or 50th, you know. So they'll have their opportunity, for sure.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, the station is going through some growth things. You know, we're trying to relocate.
Yes.
We have relocated temporarily, but we're going to be we're looking for a permanent site. You know, all these are great new adventures for the station.
Right, and that's one of the reasons we felt so compelled to do this event, to sort of get the name out there strongly again for people to see we're still here, we still rise. And they're wanting to be a part of this rise, because at the period that we're going through right now in our country, we need everyone to be, I would say, active and activated in whichever way they can, because each person doesn't serve the same purpose, but someone can, you know, write letters, someone can knock on doors, someone, you know, just any little thing you can do to see that we keep our democracy, for sure.
Literally.
Yeah. You're absolutely correct. That used to be something we would say just in passing to sort of keep the word democracy out there. But today we're meaning it literally to keep the democracy. We have to be active. Well, sir, I'm looking at seeing not only you guys, but lots of folk who are listening to us today. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that they will come up, and when they see me at the event, they'll say, "Heard you on last Friday, and I was so incentivized, I'm here tonight." So
hey, there we go.
There we go.
Yeah, so that's what I'm looking for. So, gentlemen, with that note, I am going to, as I said earlier, I'm going to get off of my soapbox for sure now and say to everyone, please join us. Pick up your tickets. Go to our website, WFM.org, and get all the information you need. And we can use every person who is going to be there. And even if you can't be there, you may want to make a donation to us so that we can certainly keep our Jazz and Justice going. That's it, gentlemen.
Well, thank you.
Joyce Kilgore.
All right.
Chairman of the 48th Anniversary Committee. Doing a fine job, and thank you for your work, Joyce. You've been with us for a good minute, and it's always been productive.
Thanks a bunch, and still we rise. Bye-bye.
And still we rise, indeed.
There you go. Thank you.
All right. And still we rise, y'all.
That's it.
Okay? I must have the clutch and the chatter. You know, we still rise, and we must. You know, stations like PFW, you know, media, you know, progressive media, grassroots media.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's being challenged like never before.
Right. Even now, more than ever, we still have to rise.
Exactly. You got to get up every day, put your shoes on to fight this march toward autocracy. All right. Well, if you'd like to talk about that, give us a call at 202-588-0893. Community watch and comment. We'd like to hear your thoughts about WPFW's role in the current landscape and the future. You know, how do we, you know, reinforce ourselves? How do we protect, you know, the country from what we are seeing, what we're witnessing, you know? I remember they used to call it rendition,
mm-hmm.
when they would take somebody.
Right.
now it's no longer called exclusive rendition.
It's called policy. That's what
it's called. Policy.
Policy, exactly. Right.
You know, so, and those are things that are so important to fight.
Mm.
And, you know, we'd like to get your thoughts about that. So, Chip, you looking forward to the 25th? I mean, you know, 48 years in standing.
48 years? Yeah. You know, because, you know, I don't remember when the station started because I was just a small child. You know,
your nose is beyond the screen.
No, but it, like I said, those events are really good times to reminisce together, you know, that and people will spark your memory and say, oh, you remember when this happened? And you're like, oh yeah, man, I haven't thought about that in a minute, you know? So it's like, it's bolstering the spirit for the fight that we have to keep working at. So, you know, it's a great time, you know, it's soul stirring.
A great time and an important time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. I mean, but 48 years ago, we would have thought that the fight for media independence, the fight for self-reliance, the fight for all these things, the fight for right. justice, equity.
Civil rights. Yeah, it's like...
You know, we thought we would be a lot further along.
Right.
But here we are. And now... We had to, as Reverend Warnock said, got to put your shoes on, okay? Mm-hmm. So you can come on out, put your shoes on, you know, dance to some James Funk.
The funk in the house.
It's funk in the house, man. That's a good source of exercise, y'all. Mm-hmm. Good. All right, so once again, go to our website, find out more about tickets and availability and such. And we hope to see y'all there. You know, if you have any questions, you can contact the station during normal business hours. Well, like I said, you can also just go on our website and purchase tickets or anything else. Make a contribution, you know, to the station, a general contribution to the station. All that's available to you on WPFWFM.org. All right. Okay, we got a call on the line. Let's see what they are. Maybe they want to bring up something that they remember in these 48 years of PFW's existence. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Hello, caller. Yep, did we lose him?
I'm here.
Oh, hey, is that Rick?
This is Rick calling you long distance from Germany, fellas.
Hey.
All right.
I want to ask you about the death penalty and the charging of juveniles as adults in court. How soon is that coming under Mr. Trump?
Mm-hmm. Well, you've got two different timelines on that. For people of color, it'd be a minute, you know. for white juveniles, might be a while, but yeah, we're headed in a wrong direction, you know.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we're being bamboozled and bombarded with so many critical legal issues. All of a sudden, I mean, just nobody thought that they would ever be afraid to walk down the street and get
snatched.
Yeah, get waylaid, you know, by the police, you know, or some other agency. We just didn't expect that.
Right.
You know, and now here we are.
There are reports of ICE pulling up on a group of men looking for specific people. And as they're grabbing them, one cop turns to the other, oh, no, that's not the guy we're looking for. And the other cop goes, oh, we'll just grab him anyhow. It's like,
yeah.
What? Just grab him anyhow? What?
Grab him anyhow. Well, we'll find something on him.
That's right.
You know, it's a real, real test of American fortitude.
It's a cavalier attitude about democracy, you know, about the rule of law.
202-588-0893. WPFW standing up for education on all those items, on all those issues. And let us know how we're doing. You know, we appreciate your comments and your thoughts. Of course, you know, the atmosphere in this country is kind of, as James Brown, kind of funky now, you know. And, you know, people are looking for answers. People are looking for, you know, truth, you know, and that's what WPFW has done in its 48-year existence and continues to do, thanks to y'all, okay? So give us a call, share your thoughts about the station, its role in history, because, and I say it's not only this station, but, you know, independent media, period. Its role in history. That's one of the first things that Hitler went after during the creation of the Third Reich was the radio stations, right. The little community radio stations. You know, shut them up, and you know, and they didn't have the resources to right. fight. You know, and they had to, you know, transfer their transmitters from location to location to keep from getting caught. You know, and you know, we're approaching this time. You know, schools, colleges, universities are being waylaid, you know, where we want you to teach this and this only.
Right.
I mean, does that really have a place here in this country? You know, and, you know, and it's all kinds of manner of things like that. So how do we stop it? You know? What are you gonna participate in demonstrations? Are you, you know, what's your plan? I hope it's to continue listening to WPFW, because, you know, we're probably one of the few stations that will, you know, bring these things up, will bring these issues up. And it's, you know, like Gil Scott saying, it went to an America.
That's it.
Nobody's fighting because nobody knows what to say. All right. 202-588-0893, community watch and comment. We have another call on the line. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Hello, caller.
Yeah, hello. That's me?
That's you.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and give my my appreciation to you guys for doing what you do.
Thank you.
I listen to you, every week. I don't always agree with you, I must say, you know, but I do get a pleasure. I do get a pleasure out of your callers. You know, that's one of the main reasons, you know, why I listen. I like to hear their views on like what's happening. But I just wanted to just give, you know, take a moment and just give appreciation, you know, to your station and you for doing all that you do. That's all.
Well, thank
That's
you. All I got. Thank you for calling, for being a part of it. Because, I mean, this is about give and take. I mean, this doesn't work without you on the other end listening and putting in your two cents.
And you know, one of the reasons the show exists is because people's voices like yours and the other, you know, community voices, you know, not connected to anybody or any group or organization or whatever, you know, have an outlet. You know, people need an outlet to express themselves, express their points of view. And no, we're not going to always agree on things, you know, but we can agree to disagree, and we can also, you know, agree to be, you know, have some common sense in some of these approaches, you know, just some humanity here. As Les McCann says, you know, it's how we treat one another. You know, talk to the people. You know, you can learn something.
Speaking of lack of common sense, did you see that the White House just released that they got 30,000 eggs for the egg roll this Easter? Like real eggs. I'm like, not only is it crazy in this time of egg prices, but also the kids don't want real eggs. They want the plastic eggs with candy inside. I mean, it's like, who
can you imagine how many wardrobe disasters they're going to be that day?
Well, who decided that this is, you know, this is what we should be doing? It's craziness. It's
Yeah. 202-588-0893. Celebrating 48 years in county. WPFW, your station for jazz and justice. Martin's Cross wins on the 25th. Go to our website, find out more information, and come on, hang out with Chip and me and other, you know, programmers that'll be there. There's a whole list of programmers that will be there. Some people you may have met, some people you may have never met. Okay? Here's a chance to connect a voice, you know, with the with the person, right?
That's right.
Okay. 202-588-0893. Good morning. You're on WPFW.
Hello?
Hello. You're on the air.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I'm calling you from PG County. I have two problems. Maybe you help me solve them. One is MAGA. Another one is anti-Semitism. Let's start with MAGA. I don't know if our president is mentally retarded or he has not learned English properly. I'm speaking to you as an African whose English language was imposed on him. That was my fourth language. Okay, to make America great again is with the assumption that America was great before. Historically, when was America great? Was it the time they came in here to slaughter the Native Americans to take over the land, or the time that they brought Africans here to be enslaved, to build the country, or... I'm confused. Which time? Was it Jim Crow that America was great, or racism that America was great, that this retarded man was trying to, oh, let's make America great again? As I've said before, English was my fourth language. To make something great again, which means it was great before. But he is not, since he is a retarded, he doesn't know English very well because he came from Germany. He could have said, let's make America great. Let's make America great. English as my imposed language, I will walk alongside with him to say, yes, let's make America great. But not to talk about, let's make America great again. That's my problem, number one. Number two, Semitism. If you know anything about the ingenious mind of John Henry Clark, Dr. Henry Clark, that died in 1998. I was on Howard University campus with my family. I cried so much because sometimes when he was invited to come to meet us at on campus, I would always go with my children because we enjoyed the ingenuity of his mind. I think he's perhaps the first first-class scholar after Imhotep, who built the step pyramids that I went with my children to see. Okay, they talk about Semitism. Semitism, if you look at the merciless massacring of the Palestinians, sometimes I look at it here, I cried, how could a human being be so inhuman? Oh, they are saying, if you criticize them, they say, oh, you are anti-Semitic. Now, let me end my second problem. That is, a Semite, if you listen to Dr. John Henry Clark, he's an ingenious scholar. I have not come across scholars. So maybe Chancellor Williams and Baba Jokanam and these other Caucasians who wrote about history of America, you know? Okay, so when you put it together, there are... these Europeans that are in Israel right now, they were just converts to Judaism, the Khazaris. There is a book called The 13th Tribe. I think all of us should make an effort to read it because it is written by one of them. Okay? Now, Netanyahu, who came, who is a European, looking at him, you know he's a European. He's a Caucasian. He doesn't even look like a Jew. Abraham was a black person from Sumer.
We're not gonna get into what he looked like. You know, policies say it all. Okay, so you know, we hear your comments.
Okay, let me finish my comment. There are Semitic people. Lebanese are Semitic people. Palestinians are Semitic people. So Hamas are also Semitic people. And then you find out all Arabs are Semitic people. Jordanians are Semitic people. Syrians are Semitic people. Afghanis are Semitic people. So on the continent of Africa, we have over 300 million Semitic-speaking people, linguistically.
Right.
So when you accuse somebody of being anti-Semitic, you have to actually prove beyond reasonable doubt that that person is a sick person that hates all these groups that I have enumerated. Then the title anti-Semitism can stick. But looking at it today, in 2025, I think Benjamin Netanyahu and General Galan that are supposed to appear...
A broader understanding of what anti-Semitism is, and what Semitic culture. You know, that's the problem. You know, and
but
you know, it's That's the problem, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's by design. They don't want a broader understanding because anti-Semitism is used to end the conversation.
Exactly.
It's used to shut people down. It's not about addressing the problem.
The issues.
It's about shutting people down. You know, if I can.
So we got a long way to go on that one, my friend.
Right.
We got a long way to go on that one. It would solve a lot of problems, that broader understanding, but we ain't there yet. 202-588-0893. Good morning. You on WPFW.
Hello.
Hello, caller. Hello.
Hi. This is a fellow programmer, Sue. And
hey, Sue.
A couple things to say. Hi. Great show, guys. And, you know, the more I listen to people talk about this anniversary, I've been associated with this station well over a decade. But hearing people talk about this anniversary, it really deepens my appreciation of WPFW and the force it's been in this city, not just this city. It's part of the Pacifica network, which brings me to my question. We're in a moment. It gives me chills. We're in a moment of intense censorship. I mean, think about all the students who are going to get denied student visas for what they believe, the books being pulled out of libraries.
So.
And then there's a fear going with this of self-censorship. I want to hear what you both make of that.
Well, the fear is real. And it's at, you know, several levels. That self-censorship, you know, is a whole nother level of fear.
Well, you won't hear that on WPFW. But have you ever seen anything like this in your life of, you know, being engaged in politics?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen anything like this. I think we lost Ron. He might be muted again. But they are like a bull in a china shop. It's almost like you think that that there aren't any people really thinking. They're all operating on ego and feelings, and they don't seem to have care, and that to me is what's at the heart of governance, is that it's about care. It's about looking long range for the best of everyone you're to govern. You know, that Native Americans have a policy of not enacting anything that would be detrimental for seven generations following. You know, that when you're in charge of the welfare of others, you've got to look past yourself. And that's not what we see from this administration at all. Everything is about them, you know.
And it was very interesting that a Republican senator from Alaska, was it Murkowski, who just revealed, you know, quietly and sheepishly, but, you know, you can tell it was something that she did not want to reveal. But she talked about her fear of retribution and retaliation. And you will find that sentiment amongst a lot of Republicans, that they're afraid of their own party.
Right.
What they may do.
And with good reason. I mean, we've seen them retaliate. We've seen, you know, them.
The level of retaliation,
yeah,
too.
You know, that no dissenting voice is allowed. You know, there is no discussion. It's Trump's way or the highway. You know, and it's
you know,
no way to govern. You know,
not at all. Not at all.
Just like we talk about, you know, the building of a coalition to throw this event on the 25th, you need input from others, you know?
Exactly.
And that's not what this administration is about.
I have several young people in my life also involved in working at this station, and they've asked me, Sue, you were around during Reagan and et cetera, Bush. Is it the same? Did you feel this way? And, you know, what I remember is there were a lot of policies, many economic policies that we were charged up about, but it wasn't like this. We weren't afraid to speak our minds.
Yeah, and I mean, the thing that's crushing that we learned, you know, with Trump 1 and now Trump 2, is that a lot of the stuff that we took for granted about government was basically gentlemen's agreements, you know, that people decided these are things that you do not do, you know. And Trump is about, well, I'm going to do what I want to do unless you can stop me, you know. And we've never had a president like that before who was, you know, seemed to be oblivious of, you know, I want to say moral compass. That's the only thing I can think of. It's that
seem to be.
Yeah,
it's demonstrating at will.
Right.
You know,
I mean, it goes down even to the small things, like, you know, to be at the top while your minions are riffing people. I mean, hundreds of thousands of people their jobs, and spending millions golfing, you know, every fourth day or whatever. It's like there is a total disconnect, like I said, from governance, which at its core is about caring for the other person, for the people that you are leading. And we don't see that. We
got another caller on the line.
Get out of the way. Yeah.
Thank you, Sue. 202-588-0893, Community Watching Comment. Good morning, caller. You're on WPLW.
Hello, caller.
Is it my turn to burn?
That's your turn.
Good morning, gentlemen. I love you guys. I see you got an extra person in there with you. Look, what if, I'm just saying, what if, I'm not in love with Harvard or anything, but what if Harvard called up all its alumni and told them, look, guys, I want you to divest all your money from the stock market. What if? Now, the other thing, what if God is waiting for us to get up off our knees, unfold our hands, and get out here and do something? What if God isn't coming to save us? What if? That's all, gentlemen. Look, I just increased my my donation to WPFW, and I'm waiting for the deductions to start probably the 1st of May.
All right. We appreciate it.
Indeed, my man. Brother. Indeed. Yeah, you know, the Almighty is already aware. And he's saying quite plainly, you know, was it John Kennedy? God's work must truly be y'all. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You gotta have some kind of moral standard, though. You know, people have lost their moral compass. I think this crisis, this governance crisis, is gonna, you know, compel people to, you know, reconsider their points of view.
Right. And who they put in charge. I mean,
and who they put in charge.
I mean, you've got, speaking of Kennedy, you got JFK Jr. who's out here talking about how autistic kids can't do these things. You know, they should never expect to be able to play baseball and never expect to be able, all this stuff. And it's like,
never go on a date.
Dude, your aunt, you know, helped found and fund the Special Olympics. And she was all about diversity of kids and their abilities and giving them the opportunity to do stuff. It's like, but to look at somebody and to decide this is all that you're able to do, you know, we're gonna curtail any opportunity that you have to
excel. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? You'll never be good enough.
Yeah, I mean that. How is that not different than slavery? You know, how is that not different than Jim Crow? I mean, it's like, but it is. It's a mindset that should never be allowed to be in government.
Should never be allowed. All right, we got a couple more callers. Let's go to them. 202-588-0893, Community Watch comment. I'm getting a little hoarse here, forgive me. And I guess a little horse would be what? A little pony?
A pony?
Bad joke.
Bad joke. That's a dad joke. That's a dad joke.
Good morning, call. You on WPFW.
Nope. Did we lose a caller?
I think maybe you did.
Okay.
Good morning, call.
Hello, caller.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Oh, yes. I was listening. I called you last week to speak about diversity, equity, and inclusion. And I was actually waking up to your show, and I happened to notice you talking about the different things that I call them Agent Orange is doing again. And I wanted to say that there are a number of independent media that are doing things, and they really are looking for others to come in together so that they can form a unified something to go against the legacy media, those that are bending the knee.
That's a good idea.
I'm sorry?
That's a good idea.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, so they want to do something themselves. And there are a number of attorneys groups that are also and have been fighting since even during the campaign. They're afraid of a young man that runs an organization, a law firm called Mark Elias.
Mm-hmm.
He had more than 200 cases against them. And they were winning most of them. I don't know what happened at the end. Well, we know it was bought, but in any case, Mark Elias, and you've got The Nation. I have a whole list of them actually, and of course, because I'm talking to you right now, they're not coming to me. But to come
well, you know,
and join forces, you know, Roland Martin. There's a number of them.
Yeah, you're right. There's a whole bunch of them.
And all they want them to come together to form something because they pretty much taken over the legacy media. I'm really grateful that Harvard did not bend the knee. And I can imagine that there are going to be some others. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you know what? I'm in the same place. I don't know why for some reason. Can you hear it now?
There we go.
Okay. I don't know. There's so many things you all talk about. I was sitting here and I was actually entertaining how he's trying to get rid of the head of the Federal Reserve, who he himself nominated.
Right.
Because he won't lower interest rates, he wants to do something about that. He does seem to be holding his own. He's not going to give in to him, which is good. But he's out next year in May. I believe it's May 2026. So we really need to get together somehow and say our faith-based organizations, the independent media, all of them come together and get him out of there. There's currently a legislation going around called that should be signed to keep him from kicking out judges. He wants to get rid of the judges. And it's called the No Rogue Rulings Act.
You know.
Because he wants to get rid of any dissenting judge.
They just
want
to get rid of it. They want to get rid of it.
We have to stop it. Somehow find that legislation and sign it. I mean, there's so much legislation. I'm like, oh my God.
Exactly.
Right now, that's what they're trying to do. And they think it's a pretty... They think of the pretty names for it, you know. It's like,
yeah, they do. Yeah. And you know what the other thing is, though, all of us need to know spiritually, faith and fear cannot coexist.
Right.
So we have to be faithful and we have to fight.
Touché. Thank you for your call.
Thanks.
All right.
Yeah.
You know, let's go directly to another call since we've been on that one. Good morning, caller. You're on WBFW.
Good morning, Ron. This is James from Northwest DC. I have some concerns. You know, the U.S. is slated to host the World Cup next in 2026 with our neighbors, Mexico and Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Also, in 2028, the Olympics is slated to be held in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you right now, from what I'm reading and digesting from comments in the news media, foreigners do not want to come. Are reluctant to participate in these two events.
Right.
They arrive in our country and customs is taking your darn cell phones, scanning your cell phones to see what who you've been conversing with, et cetera. It's something to really think about. I know the Los Angeles, they have invested big dollars in infrastructure planning for infrastructure planning for the Olympics. You have all the Nike and others are we need definitive sponsors. But again, all this is going to be up in the air right now. All this is up in the air at the present. And someone, I don't see much in the media about this. These two big events. So,
well, because people realize how dangerous these policies that this administration is engaged in. You know, we talk about retaliation. You know. And terrorism and such.
Right.
You know, when you're getting kicked in the teeth, you know, you're going to respond.
See, Ron, I think you're not looking at the upside, though. I mean, if they deport all the better teams, then we can win the Olympics, right? We'll get all the medals. <It's> like...
Look, some would argue that's the problem, right?
Yeah, that is. That's the mindset of these people.
Yeah, well, you look, we get the Olympics also, as a security measure, they've created these dead zones. I don't know if you folks are aware of that, but when you go to some of these mass events, you know, the authorities create these, and this started in Los Angeles, will create these dead zones where you can't communicate within these several blocks. You know, you can't use your cell phones, things like that, as a security measure. So then, you know, they're going to expand the use of that. Some may say, I had no problem with that. But, you know, when you can't get that important phone call, you know, you have second thoughts about that. And they don't warn the people. They just shut down the communications.
Yeah, shut down the cell towers.
Yeah, and, you know, people wandering around wondering something wrong with their phone or whatever. So just stuff like that. But, you know, if the American people don't challenge these policies, you're right. Nobody's going to want to come here. You know, nobody's going to want to contribute you know, their hard-earned dollars to the United States of America.
Yeah, I think Canadian Airlines are showing a 70% drop in travel from Canada to the United States.
And these tariffs are putting the Boeing, not that, you know, I'm a fan of Boeing, but they're the only aircraft manufacturers left in the United States.
Mm.
And, you know,
China's not buying.
China said, nah, hold on to your stuff. You know, we'll just get our own. And so, you know, that's a major, you know, and it's not just that the sales are going away, but the markets.
The employment.
The markets that they, you know, that they take place in are going away. That the U.S. is losing its ability to function in these markets. I don't know. That doesn't sound like a very presidential thing to do to me.
Yeah, and the other thing is that once other countries adapt and find different vendors for what they would usually buy from the U.S., just because Trump drops the tariffs doesn't mean they're going to come right back to the U.S. You know, they will have found other places, you know? Yeah, so.
Farmers, they'll tell you. Talk to the farmers. Hey, Chip, well, we're out of here, man.
We are.
We will see you guys next Friday.
Happy Easter.
Yes, indeed. Be safe out there. If you go to the White House, remember that they're using real eggs.
Real eggs. so you can throw them at people.
Yeah, literally. You know. And so you guys have a great holiday, okay? Tell them to.
You can't go around.
Hi, this is Robin Holden.
And this is Miyuki Williams.
WPFW is celebrating its 48th year, April 25th, 6:30 p.m. at Martin's Crosswinds.
Vocalist Navasha Dea will perform, and James Funk will be on the ones and twos.
Longtime programmer Vaughn Martin, artivist Ayanna Gregory, and civil rights activist Dr. Joyce Ladner and Latoysha Brown, all of them will be honored that night.
Zain El Amin and Esther Iverum will share poetry.
It'll be an evening of community, music, poetry, and dancing with the WPFW family.
Tony Carr, Bill Wax, Kamal Harris, Craig Williams, Roach and Martine Brown, Tim Masters,
Violetta Diamond, Joni Eisenberg, Kim Bay, Verna Avery Brown, Ida Campbell, just to name a few of the programmers who will be hosting tables.
Details at wpfwfm.org.
I'm Dennis Williams with the WPFW editorial. Kilmar Abrego Garcia, an apprentice sheet metal worker raising three children with his wife in Prince George's County, has been kidnapped by the United States government. On March 12th, Abrego Garcia was pulled over by ICE agents, accused of being a member of the Salvadoran gang MS-13, and then transported to a terrorist confinement center in his native El Salvador. In fact, Abrego Garcia had fled his homeland at 16 because of threats from local gangs, and a U.S. immigration judge in 2019 granted him protection from being deported because he would face persecution if he ever returned. The Justice Department admitted that his removal was an administrative error, and the U.S. Supreme Court ordered the government to facilitate the return of Abrego Garcia, who has never been charged with a crime or found to have any gang affiliation. President Trump shrugged and said that it was up to El Salvador. Salvadoran dictator Nayib Bukele, appearing in the Oval Office, scoffed that the idea of releasing him was, quote, preposterous, while Trump and top advisors smiled approvingly. This is an appalling violation of law and of justice that must not be allowed to stand. If Kilmar Abrego Garcia can be disappeared in this way, none of us is safe. This is Dennis Williams with a WPFW editorial.
Are you in the process of writing or updating your will, trust, or estate plan? We invite you to consider adding WPFW as a beneficiary through a charitable bequest. Bequests can take many forms and are usually the largest and most impactful gift a donor will ever make. Your bequest will help to ensure the programming WPFW has provided for almost 50 years will continue into the future. More info available by email at plannedgiving@wpfw.org or by phone at 202-588